Blog Talk Radio.
In the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I beat myself? I gotta be a boy and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing he's a hero. Get it back to the kids who the hell cares. One last hungry mouth on the welfare. First trick them, don't let them deal a brother. Give them blood, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey said. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I'd rather go back to when we played as kids with this. That's the way it is. Come on. Come on.
That's just the way it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the late, great Tupac Shakur. Rest in peace. Oh, my goodness. Y'all know Miss Tupac? I know I do. How y'all doing? Listen, this is Andrew the Center, which is blog, celeb radio, talk show, ladies and gentlemen. Now, okay, so today, oh, my goodness, I have on this beautiful lady. I never met her, guys, never met her. And I am so excited. I've never met her before. This is my first interview with her. She's so beautiful. Listen, y'all seen her on Facebook? Them dudes was going crazy. Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. She's beautiful, though. So, listen, my celebrity's on. I see her. She's on. Well, who's all these people? Hi, y'all. Hello. Some 843s is on here. How y'all doing? So, listen, I'm excited about this interview. This is my very first time interviewing her. You guys, let's go. Let's just get right into it. Hold on. Hello?
Hello. I'm excited to be here, Miss Sandra.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, you are so beautiful, girl. Did you see Facebook? Them boys, they was going crazy.
They going crazy for the berries.
Yes. Listen, they was putting all kinds of stuff on there. And I put some on there, too. I said, she's trying to outbeat me. Huh. You know what I mean? How you feeling, darling? How you doing?
Really, really, really good. I'm excited. I am so excited. I'm happy and I'm honored. I appreciate it. Really humble.
y'all hear her? Oh, you're so welcome, darling. I really appreciate it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to get this interview started with my celebrity, Miss Blackberry. I'm not playing right now. So, guys, we're going to go. Do me a favor. Please, give me a little bit of time to get into what she do. Give me a little bit of time. You know, let's get to know her a little bit. And then if you all want to ask some questions, you can. Just give me a little bit of time with the beautiful Blackberry, please. So, listen, I want to start off with this because, you know, people come on from off. Everybody ain't from Charleston. And, you know, they don't know you don't know who you are. So let's go at the very beginning and let's tell everybody where you originally came from. I like to start there.
I am originally born and raised in Charleston, corn fed downtown. Baby, you feel me? Yes, I've been here all my life.
Wow. Seriously? And I never see you?
Actually, we have met before. I think we met under different circumstances. I was younger.
Okay.
And I wasn't officially Blackberry then. I was Nikki. So I think you used to teach, like, dance classes. I used to come with a lady named Washe and Cece and LaQuinta and all of them. When you was at, like, Sarah Hall, I think I came to one of your shows there. So I know you for a minute now, actually.
Aww. Ain't that what God is? She's straightening that out good. Thank you. Oh man, I am so sorry. I guess maybe because you've grown and it's been so long ago, I couldn't even. I remember the name LaQuinta. I remember that name. I remember LaQuinta. As a matter of fact, LaQuinta, hold on now. And we're going to get on with the interview, guys. No worries. We got plenty of time. Don't worry about it. LaQuinta is, I want to say, what is her sister's name? Oh, my goodness. I think I remember LaQuinta.
She has a sister named Kia, I believe.
There you go. Now I know. Yeah. Now I know. How is she? Do you know?
She's doing great. She has a bikers club. I see her all the time on Facebook. Shout out to her and her, her bikers club. They do a lot of good events.
All right.
All right.
Well, shout out to her too. All right, but this is my Blackberries interview, so we're gonna go there with that. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, she just told y'all she came from Charleston, South Carolina. Now, how does it feel to be under one of the most amazing, companies? How does it feel? Long time coming entertainment. Listen, they have been out for so long. They have won so many awards. Colors has done amazing with you guys. How do you feel being, yes. How do you feel being under that company? Tell me a little bit about that, because we're going to get into what she does. She do so many damn things, y'all. We're going to have to go down the damn line. So first we're going to get started with telling me, Black Baby Laughing, guys, tell me, and I'm so serious about this, how did that all started? Please take your time. Tell us how it all started with meeting Colors, getting under the company, and all that good stuff.
Well, first let me just say I'm honored to be a part of Long Time Coming. I feel like a celebrity, and I'm not even a celebrity yet.
You were Colors, and you were on my show. Oh, yes, you are. You better get that right, honey. You are a celebrity, okay? You are what Colors, and you are on my show. Cut it out. Own it, baby. Own it. Own it.
Yes.
Cut that out. Now tell us about it. Come on now. Go ahead. Talk to us.
I actually met Colors through another one of his artists, which is Headliner. She's a very dope artist. I tell people all the time, I look at her as a mentor. It's not just her music. It's just her altogether as a woman. She's a firefighter. So she just empowers me. It's the energy that when she's around, she's in the building, I can just feel it. But I actually went one of her shows, and I liked it. I liked how the crowd engaged with her. Like, she just owned that whole show. And, I was like, I could do that, If I put my mind to it, I could do that. So I think they were having, another one of these little interviews like we're doing right now. And he was like, I'm looking for models. You're interested? And I reached out, and it was all from there. And then after the modeling, he was like, oh, I see you do music. And I'm like, yep, I do music. I do a little hosting, a little acting. Just call me Mrs. Monopoly.
Let's do that. So let me ask you something. I want to start with the modeling, because I know you with the acting and the artists and all the other, things you do. You got the podcast and all that good stuff. But I kind of want to go through everything in detail so people can really get it. When did you start modeling? Yes. Was it before you met Colors, after, or during? Like, when did you start modeling?
Modeling was never something that I would have done on my own. Let me just say that. I think me having a daughter and me really pushing that self-love and trying to show her how to have confidence in herself and no matter what people think, that's really pushed me towards the modeling side. So Colors, his whole modeling team, shout out to Patrice McCoy, the modeling coach, like that confidence that they instilled in you, even if you didn't think about modeling, you're going to be a model.
For sure.
Yes. That it was an awesome experience. And us as Black women, we need that. We need to feel like we love. We're getting love. Why not get that love for yourself? Love is the So, yeah.
So, and this is what I want to say about this. Patrice, shout out to her because she knows her damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Blackberry, she definitely knows what she's doing. And when you said something just now, and I think you said you would have never thought about it if you wouldn't have seen, you know, her, you know, the way she teaches. Like, and I'm just using the word teach because I know, you know, with the teaching and all that stuff, not for myself, more for I've seen her actually stand up and did some things at the A-Loft. And that's when she and I all were there when we were doing the movie. But I got to tell you something. She's very dope, and you have got it has got to be amazing working under her. So I know she definitely taught you very well, very very well. Yeah. Is modeling something you're going to keep in your genre of everything that you do?
Of course, yes, I love it. I got turned out, and now I'm not going back. Yes,
she said she got turned out, y'all.
Yes, I did. Listen, it's an awesome experience being able to travel the world, meet new people, see different creativities. It is something that every person should experience one time in their life. You know, a lot of people, they go to college and they get to experience that. You know, some people don't have that privilege to go to college. So being able to travel the world, fashion and modeling, honey, it will put you there, honey. It will put you there.
Yes, it would. And I got to tell you something about you. And you said I met you, and it was probably a long, long time ago. Hell, I'm over 60 now, so 62 to be exact. And so it's been a long time. But
beautiful,
girl, thank
honey.
You. But listen, let me tell you something. When I seen you, what really turned me on where you was concerned, I looked at you. You're under the best label, you know. And I said, this girl got you confidence I've never seen before. Your confidence is so dope. I am so happy. I gotta honor you. You know, I gotta do it. I gotta do it when I do my choice of words. I gotta do this because you are by far one of the most, you know, confidence persons I've ever seen in my life. You are by far, yes. And I got to do it. You got to get that award from me. I got to do it. And so with that being said, I love the way you behave. I love the way you say, I'm here without saying it. You'd be like, I don't give up about none of y'all. I'm here. So, and what you going to do? And I love that about you, girl. You know, I love it. You teaching your daughter and you teaching kids. You even teaching adults that don't have damn, you know, confidence in themselves. Blackberry, I love that about you, girl. You doing the damn thing. Oh, my goodness. I love oh, the way you model and just do your thing and don't, you know, you just go, girl. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I definitely have to compliment you on that, you know. And I can say this on my radio talk show. I say what I want to say. You have got to get that award for the best confident person I know in the world, along with other awards. But I definitely got to do that. I'm going to do a choice awards. It's going to be certificate frame. But you by far got to get that. I tell you about that shit right now. You know, because I never seen nothing. No, I'm so serious. I never seen nothing like it. I love it. And you are one of the most amazing teams. Like, I've never seen nobody go so far out the way Colors does. This man will go to damn New York if y'all go there. Damn it. I mean, I ain't never seen nothing like it. He goes, you know, that part of this man is so good. And Colors has always been like that. Always been like that. So you are on such a great team, I got to tell you. So what I want to do is talk about you some more, darling. Okay, so, we got into the modeling and we talked about you, that courage that you have and things of that nature. Who picks your clothes out for the modeling? I want to get a little bit more into that. Who picks your clothes? Do Patrice pick you all clothes out or do you just come your own fashionable way?
I really just come my own fashionable way. I have this big thing with supporting Black businesses. So usually if I know a designer or somebody, I'll reach out on Facebook and they got good clothes. I'm going to reach out. Even if you're not trying to donate, I'm going to buy, I'm going to purchase, I'm going to support because that's just who I am. So a lot of my clothes, a lot of my designs that I model, they're mainly, you know, Black-owned businesses, people who are trying to do the same thing I'm trying to do, create equity and, you know, a life for their children when they're gone. So,
exactly.
Yes, any models, designers out there, like I said, I am very humble. You need somebody to model your things, reach out. That's all.
No, that I'm so glad. I'm happy that you're so confident and you're telling your truth. And this is beautiful. And this is why, you know, everything that we talk about, I want to get in detail with it so everybody can definitely understand. You know, when they see your picture on there, I don't want them to just see that you're beautiful. That confidence is even better than being beautiful. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Because you just standing tall. You standing tall,
and
baby.
It's really ironic that you say that because, like how you say, a lot of people don't even, when they see me, they're like, oh, my God, who are you? And it could be people who I've met a long time ago, you know, in different walks of life. I was a different person. I didn't have this confidence that I do have. I didn't have the self-love that I have now. So, like, now when people see me, and that's the main thing they're talking about, like, oh, my God, your energy, you're just so up there, because I'm just at a place where I'm like, it's my energy. Either you feeling it or you not. It's other energies out there that you can dwell on. You feel me?
All
so right. I have credit to Patrice McCoy, because that self-confidence and all of that energy that you see and everybody's loving on, it came from long time coming. It came from Patrice McCoy. It came from people like that support me and push me and say, hey, you know, you're really dope. The world should see it.
Exactly. I can't say, you know, don't be afraid of who and what you are, but because you are not afraid, girl, you don't play no games. And I love it. Too, and I'm not yet seeing a female with that kind of, even the bad, you know, like some females that think they're all of that, they don't really got confidence, you know what I'm saying? And so any woman, to me, in my opinion, to have confidence is like, she is definitely that 9.5. Nobody's a 10. I would never call somebody a 10 because I don't believe in that, because
right.
That means you're perfect. You know what I'm saying? But you are definitely a 9.5 when it comes to, you know, the way you just behave and how you, you know, the pictures that you take, you really, like, reach out to us with your pictures. It's almost like you're putting your hand out there and saying, hello. You understand what I'm saying, young lady? So I really love your confidence. I digs it a whole lot. Miss Sandra digs it a whole lot. That is so dope. And I think that Patricia's amazing for helping you and all that stuff. But I got to tell you something. It takes that person to endure that. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you took it, and you ran with it, and you made her proud, and you made Colors proud. So that's a beautiful thing. You understand? All right. Let's go to something else, guys. She got some, you know, oh, Jesus, this girl, she got too damn much going on. I like to go to you being. I like to go to you being an artist. Where did that come from? Talk to us about that. Now, let me ask you this: when you, before you answer that question, I got a before question. Okay, so you do the modeling. So you do you're an artist as well. Now. You're still under Colors with that as well. Am I right? I just wanted to make that very clear. You're still an artist under Colors as well.
Yes.
Everything.
Colors is signed to a long-time coming modeling agency, and I am signed to long-time coming label entertainment. So Colors is actually my modeling manager and my music manager, and Patrice McCoy is my modeling coach. So, yeah, I'm deep in there, all the way in there.
Oh, wow. I love it. Okay, so now let's go there. With you being an artist, okay, so when did you started that? I mean, when did you started it? And I'm talking about even if it was years ago and you just started, you know, because everybody has a great story about how they started being an artist. So can you tell us a little bit about how you started, why you even wanted to be an artist?
Honestly, I started off singing. So I was always, ever since a little girl, I've been on the church choir, praise team, all of that. But I can honestly say me and my brother, we're really close. So he really turned on that rapper side of me that I would have never thought of doing without him. So, you know, shout out to Spook Montana, who's featured on a lot of my songs. He really that. And then I got really big. I got at a place in my life where I was going through depression. I got really big on writing poems. So he helped me turn those poems into lyrics. And from there, it was on. So the artist side of me started very young as a little girl. You know, I was raised by what they call an uncle daddy. You know, you always got one of those uncles who play the daddy role in the family that cut up at the barbecue.
Yeah.
You know, I had one of those, shout out to Bub Love, you feel me? So for me, music has always been a part of me, but the artistry side of it, it came with me trying to express my feelings, express myself. Again, you know, I got kids, and it's hard as a mother to, you know, paint a picture to your children on what life should be and what it shouldn't be or whatever. And we got to lead by example. I can't be trying to explain to my daughter that you need to have confidence, you need to build equity, you need to, you know, invest in yourself without doing it myself. So I think for me, that's what really it big for me as far as the artist side and the music and the rapping, my kids, my family, just that moral support, basically.
And so tell me about your rapping. I mean, you know, and I love the words that you use and how well you put your words together. You're so intelligent. I love this. Very intelligent. So tell me, what's your music? And I think I just heard you say, you know, you rap about things that happen in your life, other people, and you didn't say other people's life. But what I wanted to ask is that do you ever use some of your rapping for somebody else's story? Have you ever done that before?
I have not at the moment. All of my music literally is about my life. Somewhere down the line, lyrics down to the very last hook, I write all of my music. I don't have a ghostwriter. So it is all me. It is all me, you know, creating that brand on telling my story and who I am and being able to say, hey, I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, and I did it. I made it, and my story is just as important as everybody else's. So, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So, like, my rapping, like I say, it's all my stories, all about me. Again, it's just me putting those poems into, like, you know, rapping versions so people can relate and they can understand. I'm really big on where I'm from, Charleston, South Carolina. I'm really big on putting Charleston on the map and, you know, because it's a lot of great talent in Charleston, South Carolina that people never get to know about because people don't want to come here. Or if they are coming here, they're not coming here for the music. You know, we got a lot of tourist traction. Charleston just got named the number one tourist site again this year. A lot of people don't know that. So we have people coming in, you know, we just got to make them pay attention to us. So I love talking about where I'm from. Mostly all my music is about where I'm from, Charleston, South Carolina. I feel like in order to make the world better for my children, you got to start from where you're from. We got to create equity in our homes and, you know, get united so that when we do leave, we leave in something for our children to carry on.
Exactly. Is that very well said, young lady? Very well said, Blackberry. That was beautiful. I like that. You girl, this is a beautiful interview. I mean, this is fantastic. Okay, so and you know, I love the way that you are able to every time, like, you know, so you sometimes, and I've never really had no one that you know that did this, but I will say this about you: what I do love is this. When I ask you a question, you go so detailed with answering the question, and I love that. I love that. I think that's really – that means you know yourself well. That means you know Black Berry well, and I think that's really good. I love the fact that you come back with, you know, nothing fake. You know, you come back with it. You don't even hesitate. You know what I'm saying? You don't even hesitate at all. But I do want to touch on something that you said, and I want to see what you think about this as well. We were talking about, you know, Charleston and making it a better place, places that, you know, we got a lot of talent here and stuff like that. Here's my opinion, Blackberry. I think that if we can stop, I say we, not as in everybody, but we as Charleston, this is where we live at, you know? So I don't think that people having, you know, labels, I think that's great. And I also think that and I watch where you guys, you know, y'all support a lot of people. I feel that people need to support more. I feel that there's not a lot of unity here. You know, a lot of damn talent, but not a whole lot of unity. So when we don't have that, you know, Blackberry, it's going to be really hard for us to, you know, unite and get ourselves together here. You know, I feel that when Colors is doing something, everybody should go. When the next person doing something, everybody should go. I don't think it should be pick and choose, and, you know, and I don't think anybody should worry about what who's charging what costs. Some people go overboard, okay? But I just think that, you know, just thought of him being the GOAT to me, and I call him that, it should be out of respect. You know what I'm saying? This man has put a platform for people to do things. You know what I'm saying? I think people should never forget that. You know, so once people get a hold of that, then I think that, you know, that'll be better. And me, myself, I got to come out more. My car is broke, but, you know, once I get that straight, I'll come out more because I haven't been out in a while. And I really need to come out there to 787 when you guys do something. So I can't say I'm guilty of not coming. I can't say that. What I can say is that my timing wasn't right during the times you guys had, you know, the great things that you all, you know, have been doing there. But so what are you think about that? Do you feel that we need unity? Now, in your own words, tell me what you think about that.
In my words, I agree. And that's kind of like what I'm here to do. That's, y'all, that's my whole reason for being, is changing the status quo stereotype of Charleston, South Carolina. We can't do it. We crabs in a bucket. We can't do this. We can't get along. Y'all, support go a long way. And when I mean support, I don't mean you got to come out to every show. Like, share, subscribe. And you're right. That's what makes Long Time Coming such a big organization, because everybody supports everybody. Like how you say,
yes,
you know, to a lot of modeling calls, and I've been to a lot of photo shoots that had nothing to do with me, but I was there for moral support. And you never know who's going to be there. I say this all
the time. Exactly.
Some people are so iffy about taking free shows or doing this for free or doing that for free. You got to learn how to invest in yourself. And if you invest in yourself, you got to understand that there's going to be sacrifices. I mean, some sacrifices might be bigger than others, but you got to make sacrifice. That's the only way. And then I'm going to be real. In high school, I took a marketing class and a public speaking class. And let me tell you something. Uh-huh. It did something to me. It showed me how to talk to people. It showed me how to look at things from a different standpoint. From a marketing point of view, you're not networking. If you're not out there talking to people, if you're not out there on the streets, on the scenes, nobody will never hear about you. So, again, support. And for me, that's what I'm trying to change, the stigmatism on Charleston. I follow everybody. I support everybody. Even if you don't like my music, I don't care. Even if I don't like your music, I want to support. I want to share, because I want that same thing in return. And I feel like us as a state, if we can get that mentality changed, we can make this state better for our children. I got kids, and then I got boys at that would eventually be black men in Charleston. I'm trying to something better for them. And that's the only way we got to get united. You know, I have this saying that I say with my kids and my family, ain't no one-on-ones, because we are one. So we come in together, we leave in together. That's how it is.
That's
how I feel. So, yeah, totally agree on that.
I really love the way you put that together. That was so very well said. Very, very well said. And it made so much great sense. You know what I'm saying? And I think that what you said, you piggybacked off what I said, and you made that even bigger. So thank you for saying what you said, because it just was a beautiful thing to say, and it's very true. So, yes, I agree with you. You agree with me. I think you said it so beautifully, young lady. So I really appreciate the fact, you know, that you did say that so beautifully. Now, I want to talk about I also want to tell you, I've seen you perform I wouldn't say 1,000 times, but what I would say is that when you do shows and colors put them up, I see it. Yeah, I've seen you perform, and I just think you're so darling. Excuse me, guys. I think you're so darling, and I appreciate you. I do. I appreciate you because I appreciate your confidence. I appreciate your beauty, and I appreciate the fact that you are teaching, helping kids, women, you know, and you may not know it, but you are teaching. And I got to tell you something. You even teaching me, even at my age, because I'm shy with a lot of stuff. A lot of people don't know that, but I'm, like, kind of shy with a lot of stuff. One of the biggest things for me that you said, Black Baby, and I'm going to share right here, because you said it and it made so much sense to me, that you just taught me something. I'm 62 years old. You know what I'm saying? You said, you said, if you don't get out, you know, people won't see you. You said something in that range. That's why nobody really knows who I am. I do not get out. And even when my car was able to go, I didn't go. And I'm not talking about the colors. If anywhere, I would have went there. But I don't go, like, to Columbia and all the things that you guys do. I just don't go anywhere, you know. So I want to thank you for that, because you turned the light bulb on inside me. You know, so I'm going to get myself together and start going out of town and doing things, because that's the only way people are going to see you. So you just told a 62-year-old woman something. You know what I mean? Yeah, girl. Yeah, you did. And I appreciate that, too. And that's why you're so you're so appreciative. You know what I'm saying? Also,
I'm real.
I see you. Yeah. And you're so humble. Damn. I see you sitting, because Kala sent it to me. And mm-hmm. I think it's Dirty Soul or Soft Baddies. Can you say it for me the right way, podcast safe?
Dirty South Baddies. Put that F in the South. You feel me? Cause we
South.
South.
Okay, I got you. Dirty South. Okay, baddies. All right. There you go, mama. Okay, so y'all came on. I turned it on, and I was listening to you guys. And what I loved about y'all, you was talking, I think, at the beginning, I think the other young lady was talking first. And, you know, you were talking about the topics and stuff and the things that you're going to talk about. It almost sounds like it's a let's talk about any goddamn thing today. You know what I'm saying? That's almost what it kind of sounds like. Yeah, right?
Yes.
I said, look at these two here. I said, look at these two here. So when tell me something. When you are doing that, right, and I want to know about that, because with me, podcast is a little different from just doing the radio. How do you prepare yourself for that, or do you prepare yourself for that? Is it we're going to sit down and go for it, or you kind of write some of the things that you're going to say? Blackberry, tell me a little bit about that. How do you prepare yourself to go on and sit down and do that? This is going to be real interesting.
First, I do not write anything. It's pretty much a freestyle for me. to be honest with you, which she is my co-host on the show, Dirty South Baddies, which is Rainbow Vixen. She's also a model and an artist, with long time coming. but it was actually her idea. She had a bunch of friends, you know, they came up with the name when they were in high school, and, you know, it just never really planned out the way she wanted it to. So once she got this platform, you know, she was able to, you know, actually put it to work. So shout out to her for even, you know, wanting me to be co-host. I'm really humbled that she asked me to be co-host on the show with her or whatever. But she came up with the name. We do that all the time. What we do on that podcast, we literally, after shows or we're hanging out, that's what we do. We just sit around and talk. And us as Black people, we see it so weird talking about our feelings and our emotions. You have to start normalizing that in Black homes, being able to talk about your day, what made you upset, what made you mad, so that you can have a better day. You don't run into those same problems. So we just put it all together, you know, just, you know, everyday life situations, it get hard. Sometimes you might need to listen, or you might just need somebody to listen to you. So it was just a platform for us to allow them to see us in a different light outside of the music, outside of the modeling, you know, see us as mothers, as regular human average beings, you know, doing things that everybody else does. So we really don't write what we're going to say. We pick a topic, and whatever topic that is, we give our honest and natural opinions, feedback at that moment. That's literally it. Again, I like it. I'm appreciative of how much likes and follows we've gotten on the fan page since it aired. I did not expect for it to turn out the way that it did. I'm going to be honest. Like, I didn't, you know, because I talk a lot. I play a lot. Like, people, once they get to know me as an artist, they will see that. I laugh a lot. So me being jokey, I didn't think, people don't want to sit down for 30 minutes and see me be jokey. You know, but I mean, you know, it worked. You know,
you know what works. You know, go ahead. I'm sorry, baby. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, but that's really why it works. Just because me and Rainbow, we just have that same energy, that positive energy, and it just it works. We coexist together.
Exactly. And let me tell you another reason why it works. And please don't stop doing it. Please do exactly what you're doing for that 30 minutes time. And let me tell you why. Because let's just say somebody's real sad and didn't watch a show until the last 30, you know, like the last 15 minutes. That is the 15 minutes joy they get. You know what I'm saying? You know, they get 15 right. minutes of joy. And then they'll be like, oh, I want to see it again. Oh, I want to see it again. Because I got to tell you something. Podcasts, talk shows, all that stuff takes, and, you know, everything's a little different, but it can sure take away, you know, just take away your problems, your worriations. So I'm glad that you can stay that happy for all that long time. I think that's beautiful. And I please don't stop doing it, because anybody can just call in and you can just be having just a great time, and you can just make somebody, anybody happy that may call in that last 10 minutes, that last 5 minutes. So, yeah. Girl, keep doing it. Don't change your strategy. Please.
Yes. My mind's
No, you're good. You're good. You're good. No, you my celebrity. Go ahead, baby.
Because I want people to hear my music, but I also want them to feel what I'm trying to do, the energy that I'm trying to, you know, repopulate the world with if I can. You know, on a serious note, before, you know, I did suffer from depression, and 15 minutes a day of smiling, not thinking about the stress, loving on yourself, you would be amazed at how much you can conserve your energy for the right things that you need them for, because we tend to use our energy on stuff that we don't need to be wasting our energy on, stuff that is out of our control that we can't handle. So, you know, it's a show, and it's a laugh, and it's fun, but it's also a reminder to yourself that even if you got to talk to yourself, you need some time just to sit down, relax, and unwind.
Yes, baby.
I could be that reminder for 15 minutes a day. What the hell?
Exactly. That's how exactly. I do it. Exactly. Like you said, you'd be on for 30 minutes, but somebody may come on in a minute, and, you know, after you done did it for 15 minutes, and then you got 15 minutes left. Girl, you can help somebody even in the last 5 minutes. Or they'll be like, I want to see her, you know, want to see it again, or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So I got to tell you something. Now, what else are you doing? Because I got all this great stuff down here. Tell what else are you doing, girl? What the hell that you don't do? That's the question. What you don't do?
So I do acting.
Debbie, what the hell you don't do? Go ahead.
I do act. I do host. I support black-owned businesses. It's a brand, you feel me? I'm addicted to more love, more peace, more power, more everything. But yeah, I do act, so I do have a couple of movie roles. I'm not going to say too much on it. I don't want directors to get mad at me, but just be on the lookout. Make sure you follow fan page. I do have a nice little horror movie, you know, hopefully premiere by next year that I'm working on. So, I do a lot of things, man.
How do you make time for all of this? It's only 24 hours in a day, girl. How you make all that? How do you do that? I mean, come on now. Well, how you do that?
A lot of meditation. And when I say meditation, I mean meditation.
Wow, she said when I say it, I mean it. Okay, she said when I say it, I mean a lot. You know, my daughter meditates some, you know, so I know exactly what you're talking about. But I'm going to tell you something. Within 24 hours, I remember something Tupac said on his movie. Somebody got mad at him, Blackberry, and he said something like, you know, whatever it is, don't get mad at me because you don't do, you know, whatever you need to do within 24 hours. I think that you take your 24 hours, and I think that you really destroy it in the greatest way. You know what I'm saying? I think that you got so many good, great, positive things going on. You know, I've not really talked to anyone that has got this much stuff going on. You got a whole lot of stuff going on. And it seems as if you attack each one of them with the same exact energy. Like nothing gets left out. There's no, nothing is, one is not no more than the other. You know, how do you keep that going? You know, because that's got to be kind of hard. So how do you keep everything straight, you know?
The key is, for me, keeping that same energy. Like how you said, whatever I'm doing, I'm going to give it the same 1,000%. every time. No matter if I'm acting, no matter if I'm moderating, no matter if I'm hosting, no matter if I'm singing, I'm going to give whatever I'm doing that same type of energy because I have that same time to do it for all of those things. Like you say, it's only 24 hours in a day. And who? I might not wake up the next day. So in that 24 hours, I'm going to make sure I get it in. So if I don't wake up the next day, hey, I did the damn thing. You feel me? You feel me? That's same person all the time, y'all. I swear to God, y'all, off the scenes, off the modeling, behind, I am the same person. I have the same energy because when you find yourself changing your energy to do different things, you're not really passionate about it because something that you are passionate about, that energy is going to come natural to you. So if you're not passionate about what you're doing and your energy is not at 1,000% when you're doing it, it ain't for you, honey. Find your true passion. That's just how I, you know, I went my whole life trying to be somebody for other people or trying to be this person and being, and now I'm at a place where I can only be me.
That's right.
I can only be me because who God made me to be. Even as a little girl, I can remember in trouble so many times for being so loud and so aggressive and so over the top. It was just always something that was a part of me. And you know, we tend not to, you know, pay attention to those signs, but those signs tell you who you are. I'm a loud person because my energy is loud and my love is loud. You know, that's just me.
Wow. So you better stay like that. Don't change that for nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to talk about something earlier. I mean, something that happened earlier with you, and then I want you to understand why I say call yourself that. Now, we are having the interview, and in this interview, I'm not even sure if you understand how many things you told me you did within 40 minutes, I want to say. Okay, so you said I'm not a celebrity. If you're not a celebrity, then what is?
I'm a human being. I'm your regular... Black
you
woman.
I'm giving you a compliment. Yes, you are, but I'm giving you a compliment. Listen to me. What I'm saying is that you said, I'm not a celebrity. How in the hell you ain't a celebrity? I'm going to rephrase this for you, okay? I'm going to rephrase it so you can understand it. Now you're not pulling out of me, okay? I was trying to be nice in the interview, so now you're in that court, so now you're going to get a BlackBerry, okay? Listen, what I was saying was, how in the hell you going to say you are not a celebrity with all the stuff you do? If you are not a celebrity, then what is a celebrity? All the stuff you do, girl, you better own that. Don't you ever let me hear you say that again. You understand what I'm saying? No, ma'am, you are one. We may not have the Beyonce monies and the Jay-Z's and all them people that got money and stuff, but God damn it, we work hard like them too. Come on now.
Yes.
So that's yes, you. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That is,
so come on.
I
no,
do
no.
Work.
No, you.
I girl, do work hard. It's because I'm so humble, and, you know, they hold a stereotype behind the celebrities. So I just didn't want to, you know, people to think that, you know, I'm not humble. I am humble, and don't get it twisted. In my mind, I am the shit. I am the boss. There's no competition.
Hello. Hello.
Okay. But, I mean, I guess that's just how I am. But I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm doing the damn thing now.
Own
I'm
that shit. Do you understand? Own it. Okay? And guys, see, let me tell you something. Being humble and owning that ain't got, they're two different things. You could be humble, but you're a celebrity. Come on now. Come on now.
Right.
Don't ever, no, ma'am, own that shit. I'm sorry, own it. So with that being said, I want you, girl, you better own it. Let me ask you something. I know you said with the acting because, oh, yeah, she can't tell because the directors. I don't want to know anyway. I'll wait till it comes out, and I'll see when it comes out next year. And I'm so glad about the acting. Now, tell me about that. When did you start with the acting? Good Lord. What's going on here? When did you start with the acting?
God, listen, I've always been an actor. I guess that's just always been instilled in me. We had, as a child growing up, you know, my family, we did a lot of things as kids. We played Apollo. We acted out scenes. Me and my cousins, we thought we was Destiny Childs, you know? So that's
yes,
just,
yes.
I mean, part of me. And I love acting. to be honest with you, out of everything, out of the modeling, out of the music, out of the hosting and all of that, I think acting is my favorite because I can really show different sides of me. and like, again, I really like to laugh. I like to have fun. So seeing that different side of me, it just shows that, you know, even though my music might be influencing you in a different way, I'm still the same person, the same goofy person on and off scenes. I love how actors can do those serious roles, and then it makes you look at them differently, but then you have to remember they're just acting. I just love that.
Wow. Isn't that wonderful, guys? Yep. Wow, this is too much for me, y'all. I got to tell you, this girl is not playing out here, and I love it. Oh. And she's a celebrity in my eyes, and you better be one in your eyes. You understand? Listen, I do want to say something. Huh?
I said it's so crazy to me because, like how you say, I literally only been with Long Time Coming since, what, April? Yes.
Oh, wow.
And with a short period of time with me being with Colors, I have, you know, really branched out on creating my brand, you know, revamping myself to the world, and, you know, the podcast, the music, it just really went up there the day I signed the contract. Like, it was, yeah. So I wanted to say that because I just wanted to show people that when you tap into something and you're as passionate when you first started, that when you get to the middle and when you get to the end, it's going to work. You don't have no choice but to succeed, especially when you have a great team supporting you. Whatever it is that you want to do, you just have to put your mind to it and do it. That's it. Do it. I just wanted to
period.
Say that because
no, love, you needed to say that. That is needed, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely needed. So listen, this is what I'm going to do. And we're not going to take too much time in that because we got a song we got to play, you know, we got your song. We got your song and we're going to play that joint. I also want to thank a lot of 843 people on here. They really support you today. I promise you. Yeah. I don't want to call these people number out, but I want to tell y'all, thank y'all, because sometimes I believe we don't support enough, but you guys are on here supporting this beautiful lady. And I appreciate y'all supporting her and coming on supporting me. It don't matter to me if you're not supporting me or not, but just to come on for her that's all I want. I do this for my celebrity, so thank you guys, the 843s, because that's really a lot of what's on here. I can't see too much more down, but I promise you, as you start from the beginning going on, it's nothing but 843s on here, and that is beautiful. I am so excited about seeing this. Another thing I'm going to do really, really quick. Hello, we're going to say hello, blah, 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 and we're going to go back because we got shit to do on here. Hold on now. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hi, Colors. What's happening? Colors, how do you feel? How do you feel? I mean, for people to come under your company and then this is what y'all create. Look at that shit. Talk, Colors.
I love
you
it.
Tell
I
me.
Love
get,
it. I'm
just
so proud
give
of
you,
her.
I gotta
I'm
give
proud
a
of her.
Y'all.
I'm proud of Rainbow. I'm proud of all of them, man. I'm just proud of the progression. They podcast. You know, their first episode dropped today. You know, oh, my God. I enjoyed it.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this man right here was one of the first, after I did a kind of a dummy show, but he was one of the first ones that I did live, and I is on YouTube, and I think we in Colors way over 100K's on that, and I got to tell you something, that was the best fun thing me and Colors, and we just had a great time. Y'all got to go see that, and then me and Colors did it way more times than that, guys, so you got to really go check out and see our interviews, and I'm going to be, you know, doing another one with him real soon as well, so look out for that too. But I had to bring you on, Colors, because I'm just telling you how proud of you I am. You know what I'm saying? And right. How you bring these beautiful women, men in, and you just, you know, you give them everything that you got. So I want to make sure that everybody appreciates you 100%, and I know she does, and I know your people do, because you really put out for everyone. You do. I've never seen nothing like it. I've never seen. You'll go to goddamn Nigeria if they go there. You know what I mean? Hell yeah. Yeah. You better get you better get a goddamn passport. You go to Nigeria and shit. Come on. I mean, goddamn, damn colors. What it do? Oh, my goodness. You really won. He really won, Blackberry. You go there. I bet you was in colors there. Shit. Girl, let me. This man is dope. Yes, this man really, 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 like, he is there for his people, like, way over 100%. So I everybody should appreciate him. I appreciate his ass, and I ain't even on him, but I appreciate him, you know, just watching the way he works and what he does for you guys. So I just wanted to bring you on real quick, Colors, and say hello. You got the gold, Colors. We got to finish our interview now.
All right, y'all got to do your thing, Blackberry.
Thank you so much, Colors. Thank you, thank you. That man is something else, I tell you. Y'all play with colors if you want to. That man has done so much for so many people's careers, you know, and he got to be shout out and appreciated. And I'll tell anybody that. You understand? This man has done it.
Right.
And he got platforms for everybody else. Him and Jessica, Jay Brown, y'all doing all kind of stuff over there.
Yes.
Shout out to Jessica, too. Jessica's doing the goddamn thing, too. Jessica. Stop playing. I'm embarrassed right now. Jessica, I inboxed you. Why you ain't on the show, Jessica? Huh? Why you ain't on the show, Jessica? And I got to tell y'all something. Listen, guys. Colors, with his girls, it don't matter who it is. You listen, he is so hilarious, y'all. He makes sure that we, as the interviews, have everything for y'all. He do not play. He calls and talks and retards. He makes sure we got every single thing for y'all. I got to tell you something. Guys, listen, I was on the phone with Colors last week and this week, making sure everything was straight. Because I mean, like, because I want to make sure y'all have the best interview. And he was on here last week with me and this week, Blackberry, to make sure each and every last one of y'all get the best interview that you can. So I appreciate him for that. You know? Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, not only Colors, but a lot of people on here from the 8th to 4-3, shout out to you guys. I appreciate y'all so much. You know, this is a beautiful woman, and she deserves it. Yeah, yeah. So listen, okay, so I got a few things I want you to do. I want you to take your time and tell everybody where they can find you at. Because
all
at the end, I got something I'm going to tell y'all, but go ahead.
Gotcha. So y'all can find me on Facebook at Blackberry Brown, which is BlackBerrie, 2 K's and an I, no Y. Blackberry Brown. You can also find me on Instagram at Very_Black_Brown. And you can also find me on TikTok at Very_Black_Berry. You can also find me on Snapchat. I'm on Twitter. The YouTube page is up, so you can go listen and watch the episodes of the podcast. You can also find my music there. So, yeah, that's where you can find me. Just know wherever there's a black, the berry ain't far behind.
Oh, right. Y'all heard that shit? That was nice. That was nice. So I want to make something very clear as well. In everything that you do, do we have to contact Colors for everything, even the acting, any of that stuff? Do we go to you? Is there anything that we come straight to you for? Or do everybody go straight to Colors for everything?
Listen, I'm so glad that you said that. Oh, my God. I want everybody that's listening up because they be in my inbox acting crazy. Colors is my manager. If you want to reach out to me for some music, there's a professional courtesy that you guys, etiquette, have to handle. Yes, Colors is my manager. So if it's about music, you reach out to my manager. If it's about modeling, you reach out to my manager. If it's about the podcast, you can reach out to me or Rainbow Vixen, which you can find her on Facebook, Rainbow Vixen Kiera Pear. But, yeah, that pretty much sums it up. The acting, if you want me to be an acting, you can reach out to me for that. But as far as my music and my modeling, y'all, give the man his credit. He is my manager. There's an order of how you handle things. A lot of people get mad and like, oh, I don't want to go through that. Listen, then you don't want me as an artist. You don't want me modeling. That's just how it is.
All right. I wanted to make that very, very clear so you guys would know. You know, because a lot of people, they sneak in your DMs and in your inboxes and all that stuff and try to disrespect your managers and stuff like that. So she told y'all specifically, for anybody that goes back and listen to this or anybody that's on here now, who to go to for whatever reason. Okay? So I just wanted to make sure that she did that. All right. So, Blackberry, another thing I want you to do is give your shout-outs.
Yes! So first of all, I want to shout out my co-host. You know, 843 talks to the host, and you shout out. Shout out to Ray for being my co-host on the podcast. Yo, listen, I got to say this. Shout out to KOHP. Anybody in Charleston that's born and raised in Charleston, you should know about KOHP, Kings of House Parties. Shout out to Geeky Gossip and their podcast, which they also will be at my video. I'm going to give you more information about that at the end. But they will be at my video for the Song House Party, KOHP. Big shout-out to them for coming through. Big shout-out to Rock Fame, Eric, Mr. Five Productions. Oh, my God. If I forget anybody, just know I love y'all so much. Shout-out to Spook Montana, who's featured on damn near all of my songs. He's the producer on the beach. You're looking for some beats, make sure you reach out to Spook Montana. Oh my God, shout out to all the artists who's planned to be featured on my second EP album. First EP album will be dropping soon. I'm so excited about that. Yeah, shout out to Downtown. And I'm a Bayside baby, cut out. You feel me?
Yes. I love her energy, guys. Go ahead.
All my babies. I love y'all.
Oh, listen, you know, anybody else? You got anybody else?
Oh, man, I could go for days, but I don't think we got enough time, man.
Go ahead, do a few more people. Give a few more people.
Shout out to those who watch radio. Listen, oh, my God, how can I forget? Yo, shout out to Juicy Smooler. We got a nice feature coming on. Quit all that speaking. Oh, my God. Shout out to the BBW group for sharing and posting my stuff. Shout out to Thick Chicks with Hits for sharing and posting my stuff. I also sell cosmetics. I know I didn't say that. Shout out to the Joffer. Make sure you go get your Joffer things, body washes, you know, the Blackberry fragrance coming real soon, Blackberry Blossom. You feel me?
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Shout out to David. And we got an awesome fashion show coming up, Mr. David Freeman. Shout out to him and all the designers and everybody who put together that nonprofit. It's a great event. I hope everybody's there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Danny Jones. We also have tickets for sale for that. Shout out to the next Meeting of the Minds, which is the labels and the crews. I will be hosting. And I am here.
Nice.
Yes, make sure y'all come out and y'all support. Yes, shout out to Young Swag. Listen, Swag, shout out to Tip and the Boss Up Tour. Oh, my God, I almost forget. Shout out to Miss Tip on the Boss Up Tour. Our next spot on the Boss Up Tour will be Atlanta, November 6th. If you ain't there, I don't know where you at. Where you at if you ain't going to be there? Listen, it's going to be lit. It's going to be lit.
That's a good one.
All male network. Listen, it's so much dope talent on the Boss Up Tour. Yes. I can't even sit here and shout out to Young Swag. I just did her challenge. Dope artist. She's going to be coming up on BET. Listen, yo, Charleston is doing big things. Shout out to South Carolina. You feel me? We in it.
I know, right?
It's about time.
I know, oh baby. God. I know, and I'm so glad. And you just did such an amazing job with this interview. You really did. I'm so proud of you, and I want to thank you so much, you know, for coming on my show. I appreciate you so much for coming on, and you're just more amazing than what I thought. You know, you did way more greatness, you know, than what I thought. So, I really like got so much from you. I really did, and the energy that you have and the decency and being so nice. I mean, they keep that. You understand me? Don't ever let nobody take that from you. You understand? So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is one of the things I want to do is let you know this. I'm going to be doing some live shows, okay? And a lot of people are not going to be really, well, a lot of you guys are in my movie, so they're going to be doing it, you know, later on in the movie. They're going to be doing it live behind the scenes and all that stuff. So they all know, you know, everybody is very, very aware that they won't be doing any live shows with me in November. They're going to be doing their own when the movie started, all that good stuff. So anyway, I can't get everybody in a long time coming into the table because I got other people to get, but you are one of the, I'm going to pick a couple of you guys out of there. No, and there's no disrespect to nobody, but you are definitely one of the ones that I want 100% to do a live show with me. It's going to be at the A-Loft, and I'll let you, Colors know when I'm going to be doing it. And I wanted to ask if you'd like to come do a live show with me, a one-on-one with Sandra Wilson. What do you, well, come on now.
Yes, I'm in there like swimwear, baby. Yes, I love it.
Let's go. Because you got to do this live. We did this on the radio, but you got to do this live. You got to do this live. Now, all right, so I'm going to give a Colors. He'll get with you, and we're going to know when I start doing the schedule. I want you to sit down with me live. We're going to do this live. Everybody got to hear this again. You understand? But they got to see it live. And live is different, you know? So I tend to come up with different questions and stuff. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, look out. Okay, y'all look out for me and Blackberry live now, okay? Look out for us. It's going to be live in November, one of those dates, okay? I'm going to give it her manager.
All right.
She's going to give it her, and we're going to be doing it live, and y'all going to see it. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have a great time. One more last thing, Ms. Sandra, have for you. Sandra was brought to talk show celebs. Didn't you say you like acting? Didn't you say that?
Yes, I love acting. Anybody looking
for
an actor? Commercials and everything. I make little, you know, I take an old Jamie Foxx and them and used to make the little music for the little commercials. I do that too. You need a little skit or something. I got
Well, I actually got you, okay? I got you because I'm about to tell you something. No, I got you.
Ooh.
So hold on. I got you. Hold on now. I got something for you. You ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready? Ready?
You ready?
Are you ready?
Okay. All right. Now I got something for you. Okay. So you said you like acting. So let me think what Miss Sandra's gonna do. Let me think. I got two movies that I'm casting people for. Okay. I'm not casting you for. I'm not gonna cast you. I'm gonna put you in the movie. You understand what I'm saying? You're gonna be. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be put in a movie. You ain't got to come and do no damn, none of that. You're not coming, no. You're in the movie. You're in it. So what I'm going to have to, congratulations, okay? I have two movies that I'm casting for right now. One is called Never. The other one is called Cutter. So you'll know about it. It's very close. I'll be getting, are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
I am, honey.
Okay. I will be getting with you about that, okay? I'm going to inbox you. We're going to talk about it, okay? We're going to have a good time. And you are in one of my movies. Guys, she is in one of those movies. I'm not going to tell you which one. I got to think of what I want Blackberry to do for me. And with that being said, congratulations. You're going to be in one of my movies. You're not going to have no small part either. You're going to be in the whole damn movie. You understand? Ain't going to be no little quick shit. Yeah. No, ain't no dip and die. You're going to be in the movie the whole time. Okay? So congratulations to you for that. All right now. So with that being said, you're so welcome. You're welcome. I got you. So listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Say
that again, baby.
I said make sure y'all follow Miss Sandra Wilson's page so y'all can stay updated. Okay, don't be petty. Like her shit, okay? Like her shit, too, okay?
You're so stupid. Yeah, I love you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, she's going to be in one of my movies. And she ain't going to be no hit and running, and her ass going to be in the whole movie. You understand? So look out for that with Blackberry. I'm going to figure out which one I want her in, and whichever one she goes in, she's going to be in the whole movie all through the damn end. Okay, so listen, with that being said, what can I do, y'all? Let's go ahead and play her damn song. How about that? Okay? Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to do is we're going to play Black Blurry Solo's core house party. I can't wait to hear that. I haven't heard it yet. And I got to tell you something. You are amazing. You are a celebrity, and you're dope. And you keep all three of those and everything else you got, make it out of a soup, and you keep it going, girl. Cook that shit,
yes.
Okay? You understand what I'm saying? All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and listen to Miss Blackberry House Party. Let's go.
Hey.
I do what I want, you do what you can. I'm getting money on the daily, not no OnlyFans. I get it cracking like the 80s, I've been swerving since the 90s. I be feeling like get 'em play house party. I be feeling like get 'em play house party. KOHP, hey, get it crunk up in the thing. Drop the Addy on the spot and I pull up with the gang. Drop it low for a real nigga real quick. Me and my bitches in here stepping and we taking shit. See how I'm rocking, how I'm jigging, how I'm grooving, yeah. See how I'm rocking, how I'm jigging, how I'm moving, yeah. Feeling my body, yeah, I'm cooling, let's get to it, yeah. Feeling my body, yeah, I'm cooling, let's get to it, yeah. Cause it's a house party, it's a house party, it's a house party, cause it's a house party. Now I do what I want, yeah. You do what you can. I'm getting money on the daily, not no only pay.
To my house party real quick, huh?
I don't kid around with niggas at the house party. I play with bitches who be switching at the house party. It's a house party. It's a house party. Ain't no snitches in the house. This ain't no mouse party. I keep a bag and a plan. Bet the house on me. Mama gas with that ass, but the mouth on E. It's a house party. My type of house party. Shawty say she wanna fuck. She got the drop on me. I beat that pussy up so much she call the cops on me. And I know I got her way, but I keep a mop on me. 9-4-8-M, it's a couch party. Police trying to shut it down and fuck the cops on T. Now light it up, I don't give a fuck. Liquor in my cup, cut the light. Smoke me up tonight, let me live it up. And I'm live, I'm a whole vibe. She can't get enough. Got my DJ in the house, already know he fuck it up. Play my song, all I see is song. She stick out her tongue, call that ass.
You do what you can. I'm getting money on the daily, not no OnlyFans. I get it cracking like the 80s. I've been swerving since the 90s. I be feeling like kid and play house party. I be feeling like kid and play a house party.
I play my song, all I see is song. She stick out her tongue, all that ass got me numb. The party ain't never done. Play my song, all I see is song. She stick out her tongue, all that ass got me numb. The party ain't never done, huh?
Montana, yo, that's my brother. Y'all can thank him for that song. Y'all can thank him for all this creativity, all this rapping. It came from him. Him teach me how to do that. And listen, it's so crazy because when he was making that beat, he was like, I ain't about to be making no type of beat. What type of song this is? And when he finished making the beat and I put the lyrics to it, he was like, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't even going to lie. You did that. You did that.
Hey, what's his name?
Spook Montana,
you did a good goddamn job, okay, dude? Like, that was fly. I loved it. That was some fly shit. I may get your ass to do my goddamn next soundtrack on my damn movie. Y'all play too much. You never know.
You never know. Good Lord. That was fun. I loved it then. That was like a damn house party. I was over here dancing, y'all, by my damn self. Oh, that was beautiful. I loved it. Listen, girl, I got to tell you something. This was an amazing interview. I can't wait to do you one-on-one with Miss Sandra, one-on-one with Sandra Wilson, and I can't wait to work with you in the movie, that you're going to be in the whole movie, not half, not a little bit, all of it. You understand? I got to figure out which one, and I'll let you know. Ladies and gentlemen, yes. This is the beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Listen, is there any one last thing you want to say before we in the interview?
Yes, there's one last thing I would like to say. Let me hear it one time for the one time, Blackberry. Yes, I see it. Just like
yeah, this girl right here she is fucking hilarious. I gotta tell you, gotta be cursing though. I got my potty mouth coming out and everything on my talk show, but that's okay. I do what the hell I want to do. I pay for this shit. I do what I want to do here, you know. But listen, I gotta tell you something on some real, you know, just on some really, you know, appreciative stuff. I thank you for coming on my show. You made my day. This was just a great show. Your energy is crazy. Your energy is just amazing, and I want to thank you so much, my lady, for coming on my show. Colors, you are dope. You get the dopest people, and I just can't wait to work with you. You understand? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the beautiful, incomparable Miss Blackberry. You understand? You guys have a great night. I appreciate each and every last one of you for coming on. God bless everyone. Guess the Sandra the Sandra, which is Blog Radio Talk Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let Blackberry take us out. How about that? House party again. All right? You guys have a good night.
I do what I want, you do what you can. I'm getting money on the daily, not no OnlyFans. I get it cracking like the 80s, I've been swerving since the 90s. I be feeling like getting play house party. I be feeling like getting play house party. K-O-H-P, hey, get it crunk up in the thing. Drop the Addy on the spot and I pull up with the gang. Drop it low for real, nigga, real quick. Me and my bitches, we stepping in, we checking shit.
Play my song, all I see is songs. never done. Play my song, all I see is song. She sick out her tongue, all that ass got me numb. The party ain't never done, huh?
All right, y'all. Good night, y'all. That was so fun. I had to hear the whole thing again. You guys have a good night. That was an amazing show. This is Sandra Sandra with Blog Radio. This is the Left Talk Show, guys. Good night.